You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
Hi, my name is Omer Singer, and I lead cybersecurity strategy at Snowflake. For me, it was always going to be about computers. My dad was a pretty early engineer at Intel, and he got me hooked from a very early age. I remember playing computer games when single person was kind of the only option, and then also getting started with programming, learning BASIC, then doing some C programming, and just really falling in love with the power. I knew I wanted to be in computers, but I didn't know what I wanted to do within the field. When I went into college and started studying computer engineering, I still didn't know what I wanted to do within the field. So it just started broad with general computer classes and everything that they make you learn around computers, most of which I haven't used since. But USC saw that cybersecurity was going to be a really important field, and they opened up a kind of certification. You could take classes with actual practitioners, people whose day job was in cybersecurity, but a few times a week they'd come by the campus and teach cybersecurity kind of 101. And that's where I got my exposure to cybersecurity. Really fell in love with it. So for me, it was actually kind of a direct line from school to work. I mentioned that these were courses led by people that were practicing in the field. Actually, one of my professors at USC had his own cybersecurity consulting company, kind of a boutique firm, and I was his first hire. We started helping companies to protect themselves. Back then, you really needed to convince companies to care about cybersecurity. So it was kind of a different reality. And the way that we built that awareness, we actually extended a kind of a free service where, with their permission, I would plug in the morning to the network. And for the afternoon, we had a presentation set and a blank PowerPoint presentation. And I would proceed to hack into the network and break into the servers with permission again, right? This was all authorized. But then in the afternoon, show, Mr. or Mrs. CEO, here's a coat that you insured, and here's kind of the value, and here's how I got it, and here's screenshots from your computer. And people were shocked. Back then, people didn't realize how vulnerable their networks were. And so through that, we built the business, and I got to experience cybersecurity also from the attacker's perspective, which is really a fun place to be. Kind of bounced back and forth between the offensive and defensive sides. I spent about 4 years in the IDF serving as a cyber intelligence officer and kind of saw firsthand what a well-funded and motivated team of cybersecurity experts can do. And pretty scary, I think, when you go back to the defender's position, and especially for companies like Snowflake, where I ended up, it's really a zero tolerance for breach kind of environment. But before I got to Snowflake, I just had more experiences in protecting networks. And one of the things that really stuck with me was how little measurement happens in cybersecurity. So we were doing all the security work, but our customers really didn't have a sense for how good or how bad of a job we were doing. And that kind of got me going on an entrepreneurial path. I was going to start my own startup. Co-founder ended up dropping out. So I found myself in Silicon Valley with a pregnant wife, no health insurance, and really kind of a predicament. But I had this background in cybersecurity and went and applied for security engineering roles. And I didn't know what a data warehouse was. But when I learned about Snowflake as a company and how it has this mission to be kind of this infinitely scalable database in the cloud, I was very intrigued by that. When I joined Snowflake, I was in the internal security team. And our mission was to protect Snowflake as it went from kind of a scrappy startup that is kind of moving fast and breaking things to a publicly traded, very well-known enterprise business. So we built a security program to protect that. My experience in doing that and building that security program with a data-driven approach led me to just talk to more and more customers. And I actually switched over to the product side. So these days, I'm helping security teams across Snowflake's customer base to take a data-driven approach to cybersecurity, apply some of the lessons that we've learned, that others have learned. And I'm working with a lot of partners in the space as we're building this ecosystem. I'm helping kind of those two sides come together and have more successful security programs across all these thousands of customers. My leadership style is to give people a lot of credit. I think you kind of need to choose early on, or are you going to trust the people you hire? And to a fault, I trust people that they're going to do what's right and that they're going to do a good job. I'm a big fan of OKRs, objectives and key results. Setting explicit objectives for the people on the team, then those need to roll up into the team's OKRs, which need to roll up into the company's OKRs. Everybody's clear on where we need to get to, and the key results represent how progress is measured. So giving people a lot of kind of faith up front, but then also giving them transparency into these are objectives, these are the key results and how you'll be measured, I found builds a team that is intrinsically motivated and gets results. And I do hope that people look back and that I will have made an impact. I think there are people out there who I see doing amazing things in cybersecurity. And I know that my team back in the day in different companies where I worked was there kind of breaking into the field because I took a chance on them. And even though they didn't have any skills that were directly relevant to the role, I saw that they had passion and they had ability and that they would focus themselves. We could train them up to be successful SOC analysts or to be successful in the field. And after that initial role, they really gone on to do some amazing things. And hopefully they remember back to kind of how they got the start and that I played a role in that. I think you need to stick to the mantra that this too shall pass. When things are going great and everything is just working the way you always dreamed it would, well, that'll pass. But also when everything is going wrong and not according to plan, well, that will pass too. And for me, that was really the case. You know, when I just stuck to the things that I was passionate about cybersecurity and this kind of interesting intersection between cybersecurity and data, stuck with that, and things did turn around. And, you know, it was all for the best. This too shall pass.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go.
helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.